Welcome to the TechTarget Security School on Security Analytics. My name is Josh Sokol. I am the creator of Symforest. I am one of the OWASP Foundation Global Board members. I'm also the Information Security Program Owner at National Instruments. Today's topic is the five security analytics that you should run daily. So if you're just starting, you may want to check out the article that I put that I wrote on building a security analytics malware detection powerhouse. This will give you a better idea on the tools required. Also, we got a webcast on burning down the haystack to find the needle. This will give you an introduction to building useful analytics. So the assumption here with the five analytics that you should run daily is that you already have these tools in place, and those will give you a better idea in terms of what those tools are and how to make them work together. Now, my goals for this podcast are, first, I want to show you the five analytics that are so useful to detect threats that they should be run daily. Second, we're going to talk about why they're useful, and third, we're going to talk about how to build them. So let's start right in. Analytic number one, searching for DNS requests to external DNS servers. Now the idea here is, first of all, DNS is a hierarchy. You have your internal servers, which talk to an external server, which talks to another server. It looks kind of like a pyramid. So your corporate systems should only contact the corporate DNS servers. They are the only ones then that talk to the outside. Now the bad guys, when they're writing malware or attacking your network, they don't know your corporate DNS servers. So they'll do things like use other publicly available DNS servers, like Google, for example. In addition, since DNS is a commonly allowed outbound protocol, the attackers will sometimes use that as a covert data channel because it lets them get out. So what we want to do is we want to create an analytic that finds these guys. The first thing we want to do is we want to search our network flow data for DNS packets from our network to the internet. We want to exclude any requests made from our internal DNS servers to the upstream DNS provider. The reason we do that is those are legitimate requests. Lastly, we want to look at what's left. Anything that's left over from that is suspect and should be investigated further, because anything that's left is somebody connecting to those DNS servers without your knowledge. All right, analytic number two, searching for fan-out network traffic. And by fan-out, I mean traffic where one system is making calls to a whole lot of other systems on your network. The idea here is that worms and advanced persistent threats will perform network scans in order to find additional systems to compromise. It's pretty typical. They're trying to spread. So we want to find the internal systems that are making many connections to as many other internal systems. And if we can find those guys, and if we can catch them in the act, then we can stop them. So the way that we implement this is, first of all, we want to search our network flow data for all connections from an internal source to an internal destination. This guarantees that we're not looking at external extraneous traffic. This is only internal to internal systems. Secondly, we want to count up all of the connections from the same source IP address, so anywhere where the same source is making multiple queries over a period of time. And then the last thing, we want to sort these guys, and we want to look at maybe the top 10 or so source addresses with the highest number of connections to different IP addresses. Those guys are going to be the ones that are likely containing the malware or the APTs. All right, analytic number three. We want to search for connections to IP addresses on the malware domain list or other blacklist. Now, I covered this a little bit in my webcast presentation, but the idea here is MalwareDomainList.com maintains an up-to-date list of domains that direct users to or host malware. So if we can find the internal systems that are making connections to systems that are on the malware domain list, we can catch these guys. Now, the way that we implement this is relatively simple. We want to automate the download of this malware domain list on a regular basis. My recommendation would be daily, since they update it fairly frequently. We want to load that data, the malware domain list, into our security analytics tool, the flow analysis tool. Then we want to search our network flow data for all connections from an internal source to a destination IP address on that list. We prioritize that based on the volume of requests, and sure enough, we see the systems that are making the most connections to IP addresses on the malware domain list. Those are worth further investigation. Analytic number four, we want to search for the use of insecure protocols. Now, this isn't necessarily going to catch the APT or the worm or the malware. What this is going to do is it's going to show us who in the enterprise is using protocols that could potentially expose sensitive information. Now, insecure protocols are relatively common in the enterprise. Sending sensitive data over the network in clear text, however, can lead to that data compromise, which includes login credentials or authenticated session IDs. So now we search our network flow data for all connections to an internal destination using these insecure protocols. And what we get is a list of all of those connections using the insecure protocol. Now, the way that we implement this is we search our network flow data for all connections to an internal destination. We then limit it to protocols that we know to be insecure and that are forbidden by corporate policy. So some examples may be Telnet, HTTP, FTP, RSH, RLogin. All of those different services run on different ports, and if we can find the use of those services and stop it, then we prevent the exposure of those credentials and that data. Now, if you see any of these traffics, these pieces of traffic, it probably warrants further research and perhaps some sort of a follow-up with the service owner as well to shut it down and maybe use a secure service instead. Analytic number five, data exfiltration. So the concept here is that the goal of most attackers in compromising your network is to steal any and all valuable data. The average user has roughly a 6-to-1 ratio of bytes received to bytes sent, right? They're out there, they're browsing the web, they're pulling down pictures and things like that. The packets that are going out to request that data is so small comparatively. So we can compute the ratio of bytes received to bytes sent and then order them by the largest discrepancies. And by doing that, we see the most egregious offenders, and those are the ones that we probably want to investigate further. The way that we implement this is first we search our network flow data for all connections between the same source and destination. This is creating basically pairs. Then we want to sum up the bytes received and the bytes sent for each of those. We divide the bytes sent by the bytes received and we sort them biggest to smallest. The ones that show up at the top are the ones that require further investigation if the difference is pretty big. So if instead of a 6-to-1 ratio, perhaps we go down to a 2-to-1 ratio, that's probably something worth investigating. So those were the five security analytics that you should run on a daily basis. Searching for DNS requests to external DNS servers, searching for fan-out network traffic, searching for connections to IPs on the malware domain list, searching for the use of insecure protocols, and data exfiltration. I'm Josh Sokol. Thank you very much for listening to TechTarget's Search Security Podcast. Check out searchsecurity.com for more information. Thanks.